Chapter 3, The Seed. Chuck Radcliffe grows mammoth pumpkins, but he's not your typical pumpkin farmer. He's a backyard gardener who became obsessed with growing the big orange beasts the first time he tried to grow a pumpkin large enough to fit a baby inside. No, he's not a weirdo. At least not that kind of weirdo. Since his son was born on October 29th, Chuck figured he would take a picture of his newborn wrapped in a blanket inside a pumpkin with just his head sticking out. Aww. The following Halloween, Chuck grew a pumpkin big enough to fit his then one-year-old son inside so he could snap another pic. And he's been trying to grow bigger and bigger pumpkins for the annual photo op ever since. For him, the task becomes a bizarre race of who can grow faster, Chuck Jr. or Chuck's pumpkins. Sure enough, Chuck's skills kept pace. And within 18 years, he was growing pumpkins so big that they could hold, well, an 18-year-old and his hormones. Can you imagine that awkward moment when Chuck Jr. brings home his new girlfriend? If she makes it through the annual photo op, he better marry that girl. When Chuck started growing giant pumpkins, he did it just to get the photos. Now he's in it to win it. The New Jersey state record, that is. What, Jersey? Yep. You thought we only had highways and hitmen. Well, we have pumpkins too, palsy wowsy. When I started writing this book, I sought out pumpkin farmers who are barely this side of strange. Those people, like Chuck, for whom growing huge pumpkins is a lifestyle, an all-consuming passion. I had built two successful businesses using the same strategy they used to build giant pumpkins. So I thought, hey, what else do they know? After an hour on the phone with Chuck, I knew more about watering methods and planting formation than 99.9% of the population. I was fascinated. I was furiously taking notes about the varying pumpkin hardiness on the naturally forming Christmas tree patterned root structure when he told me about Niagara Falls. Apparently, every year Chuck and a few hundred giant pumpkin-loving growers make the pilgrimage to Niagara Falls for the International Giant Vegetable Growers Convention. No, I'm not making this up. And no, this is not the subject of Christopher Guest's latest follow-up to Best in Show. All the top growers come, Chuck said, and over a couple of beers at a bar...